This morning, after a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, teachers and students here in Vermont returned to the classroom, and they talked about it. VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports.
Today was the first time that Spalding High School civics teacher Katie St. Raymond saw her students in person since October, when Spalding went remote due to COVID-19. The school's in Barrie, which was at the center of the outbreaks in Washington and Orange counties this fall.
It's already incredibly difficult to be a teacher in a pandemic. It has felt exceptionally difficult to be a civics teacher.
Raymond's civics and AP government classes today were taken up by discussion of what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday, when armed pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol to disrupt the certification of the election. They were unsuccessful, but the event was unprecedented and a historic threat to United States democracy. So it just got a little more difficult to be a high school civics teacher.
If you had told me what my teaching experience would be like a year ago, I couldn't even begin to believe what you'd be describing to me.
St. Raymond, who's 27, had posted a live stream of Congress to her Google Classroom page on Wednesday after school so students could see the electoral process. She was trying to get some work done, but then the news began to mention the chaos that was unfolding, and it became impossible to look away.
And there was just that chaotic feeling that I think I knew we would have to talk about it and confront it and address it.
Greta Smith is 18 and a senior at Northfield Union High School.
My parents were watching the news, and then it was all over social media, mainly TikTok for me. Reporters were uploading videos of them in D.C., showing what was happening.
She watched as people in MAGA hats walked through the halls of the Capitol and saw pictures of a man walking away with a podium. She talked about it all with her sister. And when she walked into homeroom this morning...
Actually, that was what people were talking about.
Katie St. Raymond says students came to her classes this morning with a range of opinions and a lot of questions.
What's going to happen with the 25th Amendment and President Trump? What happened with the National Guard last night? So it's usually a lot of clarifying questions.
St. Raymond did her best to walk them through it and showed them a video from PBS about what happened.
As a teacher and individual, don't personally know all the ins and outs of what happened in D.C. yesterday. But here's what, you know, Vice President Pence said. And here is what statements were made by Senator McConnell, Senator Graham. You know, we looked at polling data and looked at what Americans are thinking or feeling overall.
Do you feel like you were able to successfully communicate the gravity of the situation?
I don't know. I can't speak for them. The best that I could do was just to be as honest with them as possible.
She's honest, but keeps her own opinions out of class. Instead, she says she focuses on giving her students accurate information. Her job, she says, is to teach students about the Constitution and how the government works, and also
how two different dueling philosophies on, political policy have created and impacted our personal lives in Vermont here today.
And she knows she'll be teaching the events of this week in future history classes. And as high school senior Greta Smith imagines, far beyond that.
Oh, yes, this is definitely going to be in like history books. Like some kids are going to be writing a history paper on this definitely in like 2050.
Her message to those future students is that this historical event shows what it's like in America today.
Yeah, there's legit people who believe that the actions of our president are okay and support him. If you can wrap your head around that, good luck trying.
She hopes that by the time those history papers are being written, things will be different. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.